Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is media for writers and authors, entrepreneurs, and artists. On BWS Radio, Black Writer Space brings you the latest and greatest books and publishing info around the world. www.bwsradio.co with your host, Miss Mocha.
Good evening. I am back. I don't know if anybody listened to the show yesterday, but I was just kind of on talking to myself. But no, we're going to get her rescheduled. Anyhow, I'm going to jump right in. Tonight, my guest, I'm not going to pronounce her name because I don't want to mess it up. However, she is an author, speaker, and coach. And I'm going to bring her on so she can coach me through pronouncing her name. I don't want to mess anybody's name up. I'm going to bring her on. Hello?
Hi, this is Lourdes Cartagena.
Cartagena. See, I would have messed it up. Awesome. Okay. So let's just go ahead and get started. Thank you so much for supporting the show and coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. No problem. My goal from 2012 when I started was to highlight the authors and the writers that we do not know about, that we have not heard of, but they exist. So let's go ahead and get started. You can start by telling us how long have you been writing? How did you start writing, and how long have you been writing?
Well, I started writing just a few years ago. That's something that I've always wanted to do and I enjoy, and I've always dreamed of writing and publishing a book. I just never knew exactly what, and it wasn't up until a few years ago that I started doing entrepreneur, and the more I saw, you know, I work with a lot of women, I network with a lot of women, and I speak with a lot of women. What I found was we have a lot in common. A lot of people have a history of trauma or substance abuse or some abuse, some form, shape, or fashion of abuse. And that kind of prompted me to, you know, I'm going to share my story because in writing my story, I will be able to maybe help someone else that is afraid to speak up or even seek help. And it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of different segments to my book.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's how I started writing.
Okay.
It's pretty much an autobiography. The title helped me. It's almost done. I wanted to publish it about a year and a half ago. I didn't quite publish it yet because I got involved in another book that's coming out soon that I did with Dr. Sianna Von Johnson entitled Victim to Victory, and that has a film along with the book. So I was like, let me wait. It just didn't sit right at the time for me to publish the book, so I wanted to hold on to it. So now it's when I'm trying to feel my way out. It's like, you know what, I think this is the time to just go ahead and publish the book. And the book, it's crazy because it starts off with my life at an early age where it's nothing but physical abuse. You know, I went on my own at the age of 12. You know, I had a child at 15. I had to survive in the world. You know, I had no parenting skills. I had to kind of figure everything out as I went along and found myself doing well, surviving up to a certain point. So, you know, you get involved with the wrong people, the drugs and the abuse and, you know, issues with men. And eventually that led up to, you know, me being shot, me being in the streets. You know, it just got crazy. And, you know, at some point, of course, incarceration played a big part of that. And so during that time, I just kind of reflected on my life and what did I really want to accomplish when I got released. I didn't want to waste any more time than I already had. But But I learned from those experiences, mm-hmm. and I wanted to share my story to help others because there's so many women that have mm-hmm. similar issues. And it's nice to know that you can always have someone else to talk to, that someone else will be on the same page and support you and not judge you for what you've been through and what you've become. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's easy to just kind of turn it, something negative into a positive thing. And that's, you know, my book, it's like a movie because there's so many different segments to it. And I just wanted to share that with the world. And that's how that became okay. about.
Okay. Give me the title to the book that you said is coming. What's that title again?
My book is called Help Me. And the mm-hmm. one that's coming out soon, it's called Victim to Victory.
Is it Victims to Victory?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I got it. Okay. So the Victim to Victory, that one is the one that has more so of your life that starts out from your childhood? Not
well,
Help Me.
No, Help Me is the autobiography. Help Me is my whole life story.
Oh, okay. So what you did in Victims to Victory, you kind of elaborated more so?
Victim to Victory mm-hmm. is a book that was created by Dr. Ron Johnson, and there's about maybe a good 12 chapters, and there's stories of 12 women that share their stories mm. in addition to a film that goes along with it. So I took the opportunity to kind of just jump in on that as well. So, you know, just kind of spread the message,
okay.
you know, in a different form, different book, but I just wanted to spread the message out.
Okay, so this is kind of like a Victims to Victory has 12 chapters, and each woman is a different chapter. Okay, I don't know what happened. Maybe she pressed mute or something. Okay, maybe she got disconnected and she will be calling back. But I am loving this. I'm loving both ideas for both books. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just kept talking. Yeah.
okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Now, we were saying, I was asking about Victims to Victory. I was saying that you said that 12 chapters, 12 women. So is it where each woman wrote a chapter?
Yes.
Okay, great. I love stories like that, books like that. Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait for the release
okay,
of that.
So, yes. And when is that scheduled to release?
I don't have a schedule. They're still working on it. So I don't have a date for that one. My book, Help Me, hopefully that will be out and published within the next, I give it another 3 months, just trying to wrap it up.
Okay. Well, that both of them really sound interesting. So yours is, that's the one that's, yeah, that's a good story. And you are definitely right to write your story and so that you can help some other people because there are a million stories like this or similar,
yes.
you know, in the same situations. And some people didn't make it. So those
yeah,
that
exactly.
did, yeah.
And, you know, I've done so much because I've also did a short film that was produced by Randy Kears, actually two. One was entitled Straight Talk with Randy Kears, and the other one is called Beyond Prison, Probation, and Parole. So that one has a little more in-depth info about my history of being incarcerated and, the you know, the different aspects of it. So each film has a different aspect to my life story.
Okay. So Victims to Victory has a short film, and your book has a short film as well?
I'm sorry?
Your book, Help Me, that has a short film as well? Or it's going to?
No, that one is just the autobiography.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. I have your bio here, so I have a couple of things I do want to highlight. It says that between 1994 and 1998, you worked with the Department of Homeless Services and coordinated services for homeless women in various shelters. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that experience.
That was when I first got into the field of human services / substance abuse. I really started off as a secretary. It's so weird how the universe works. And, you know, as a secretary working in this environment, I learned a lot from the clinicians and the women. It was a shelter based out of New York City, 23rd Street, and it was a shelter for homeless women, but you had to be employed in conjunction with a substance abuse program to provide those services also. So I worked as a secretary, and I worked my way up to senior counselor, and then I started going to school. I have a friend who was a social worker. She was pretty much a thorn on my side, and she kept pushing me to go that direction. I didn't quite understand it. I wasn't into it. That wasn't my thing. But I decided to go with the flow, and that's how I became a clinician. You know, I went to school, I studied, got my credentials, and from there, like, I just kept on, and it's always working with women. And so ultimately, I figured out that's my passion, and that's why I love to help women that have a history of trauma or substance abuse or any kind of abuse for that matter, because I've been through it. I've been through it all.
Yes, I see.
Okay. Not as much as others, because I have heard stories that will bring you to tears, and, you know, I thank God for that. But nevertheless, it's abuse.
Everybody's story is different, I'm sure, and unique. And then everybody's worst is different, too. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
But the reward in all of that is that you made it through. So we definitely want to.
I still work in the field.
Okay.
Went from working in different modalities of treatment, meaning residential treatment or outpatient treatment. I used to go out to the shelters and speak to the women and try to convince them to get help. There is help out there. And then I just kind of flipped over to the criminal justice side. And that's just how the universe worked with me. Because in order to be credentialed, you had to know a little bit about both the criminal justice and substance abuse. So I happen to have both sides of the fence where criminal justice is concerned. So that was a big blessing. And that's why I'm so passionate about women and their situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we have you, author, speaker, and coach. So tell us how you stepped into the speaker assignments.
Well,
how did that come about?
Well, when I worked in residential treatment, I've always people put in positions where I had to speak. It was either about the services that we provided for the women or shared a little bit about myself and used myself as a role model, you know, been there, done that, and if I did it, you can do it too, to kind of inspire them and give them hope and faith. So I've always spoke at some event. I've even spoken to Henry Street Settlement, which is a school for young adults, and just kind of give them an insight into, if you don't stick it out, you know, and you go the wrong way and you deviate, this is what can happen. And I got such a great response, and I got a beautiful letter from them. So I've always spoken. So I'm just trying to bring that to the next level. And I'm always asked to speak at some event.
Okay. Let me see. You have a very impressive bio.
Life coach, I tied it all in.
It's a lot.
If I do, I do this all day long, every day. So I figured, you know what, I might as well get certified and become a life coach. Because I do it anyway.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let me just get certified and just add something else under my belt. And every opportunity I have, I go for it. Because if I'm doing it anyway, you know, why not take my education, my knowledge, and intertwine both my life experience and the education and just, you know, keep bringing it up a notch.
Well, congrats on everything that you have accomplished.
Thank you. I think I posted a couple days ago.
Yes. Celebrate your win. Every win.
Yes, I couldn't have not done it without God, putting God first before anything and everything, because without him, I wouldn't have made it this far.
I know that's right. That is very, very true. Let me see here. Okay. So you're author, writer, life coach, and speaker. So tell us, what can we expect from you this fall, summer, fall? What does your tell us about some goals that you have. I know you have the book, the one book coming up that you are going to be in, but other than that, what else can we expect from you?
Well, what I have down the road, I have a couple of more short films, documentaries in mind, but I'm also, because it's been offered to me, has been brought up, maybe try and make a movie, because my story is like a movie, so I have that in mind, so I'm going to be working on that and see where that takes me and how far I go with that. And I'll always be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So you might see me on some short films or on social media speaking about, you know, women abuse.
Awesome. Again, kudos to you again. For you to have been through so much and then you turned it around and used that energy to accomplish a lot to help other people. So you're changing lives as well. So that is that's amazing. And I know that that's what we're here to do. You know?
Yes.
So, yeah, because you could
have
kept that to yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, it took me a very long time to really sit down and just kind of analyze, because I always said, God, what is my purpose? I never knew what my purpose was. I knew I had one. I just didn't know what it is. And one day I'm sitting down and I'm just, you know, in my quiet mode. And it just kind of dawned on me, and the light bulb went on. It says, you know, your past life experience, you know, you have to go through what you went through to get to where you need to go. And I had to live through all that, good or bad, because, you know, I've been there and I know what it's like. So now I can use that experience and share with others. So I kind of understand what the plan was and is and where I'm going.
And lastly, can you tell us about the, I'm reading here about the, let me see, the Recovery Assistance Program, but then I see the you received an award by the New York State Department of Correctional Services.
Yes, tell us about that.
Yeah.
While I was incarcerated, I was sitting in the upstate penitentiary, and I didn't know what to do with myself, and I just had time on my hands. And back then, I was, you know, young, in my early 30s. And I'm like, okay, I was just starting to learn who I was, because I didn't even know who I was. So I started to explore, you know, what I liked, what I didn't like, you know, what were my abilities, what were I able to do. I just didn't want to waste my time. So I got very involved, and I taught computer classes. I used to go to church every Sunday. I sang in the church choir. You know, I volunteered my services wherever they needed me. I was always willing and able to help, and I would just go. You know, I would sit down. They have specialized group for women and their issues to give them some kind of foundation before their release. So, you know, I was all in that also. And I was recognized for that. So, to my surprise,
Awesome. And you've been in the criminal justice field since 1994. Amazing.
Yes. That was the year that I came out. That was the year of transformation. You know, I had God in my life, and like I said, without him, I wouldn't be here today. I was lit. Mm-hmm. I was on fire. It was no stopping me. And I was just full force.
That is so good and so inspiring for other people to hear. I mean, just everything, period. Again, congrats to you for even just putting yourself out there as an example to save other lives, because that's literally what you're doing. You're helping save other lives.
Yeah, what bothers me most is, you know, I see a lot of women dying. They're getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that touches me in such a way.
It's sad that a lot of people are not making it through. That's why I say you made it through. I put a status today, and I said, if you are breathing, you still have options.
That's
for any situation, because the ones in the cemetery, they don't have any more options. It's a wrap. It's done.
But, you know, women are so afraid. They're so afraid.
Yes, they are.
And I know what that's like, too. But with me in particular, it was so much the anger that I had. And from childhood, I never liked anybody to tell me what to do. My father, man, he rest in peace, always said to me, you know, you don't like nobody to tell you what to do, even as a child. And I still hear his words. And to this day, you know, I still don't like people telling me what to do. I mean, there's situations, of course, if you have a job, you have to do what your boss says and all that other Gucci stuff. But the bigger picture in relationships with men, you don't tell me what to do and you don't lay a hand on me. My father always said, you know, you're not nobody's daughter for any man to be laying hands on you. And I was quick to jump back. I might have gotten my butt kicked, but I went for mine. I just refused. You know, I was in one particular relationship at an early age, and that was 5 years of domestic violence and, you know, getting beat up all the time, you know, walking around pregnant with busted lips and black eyes. I didn't know what to do, where to turn. You know, I can speak to my dad. I definitely can speak to my mom. So I went through a lot, and one day something snapped inside of me. My mind just went blank. And I wanted to see blood, and I grabbed the bat and I swung for his head. And he ran to the bathroom, and he waited for about half hour till I calmed down, because all I saw was blood. After 5 years, that was the day that relationship ended. And I swore from that point on, nobody will ever lay hands on me again. Female or not, if you touch me, I'm going to go for mine, regardless, because it's unacceptable.
It is. Yes, it is.
It is.
Now, tell us so we have two books, and then we have your book, Help Me. That's the book about your life story. That's the autobiography. And then we have the anthology that you're going to be featured in called Victims to Victory, which has not released yet, but it is coming.
Yes.
And then that one has a short film.
Yes.
Okay. And then you're looking to do a short film as well. Would that be based on the Help Me, kind of based on your autobiography?
Yes. If you go on YouTube now, and look up Randy Kears, you'll see, or Lourdes Cartagena on YouTube channel, you'll see this I've done two films. One is Straight Talk with Randy Kears, and the other film is Beyond Prison, Probation, and Parole.
I'm going to look that up.
Those two are already up and posted.
Okay. And then
I can't wait to get my movie, though.
I know. That's going to be
That's going to be hard.
That's going to be a lot
of work.
That's
going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it, though.
That's going to be, like, my major, major goal. Because I always said, you know, people say, wow, your movie's like a life. And I'm like, it does sound like a lifetime movie because it's a true story.
Yeah. Most movies that we see are true stories are like that, or books. Well, most movies that we see that are true stories have a book, too. So,
I just might be on Lifetime Movie Network.
You just might be. You're right. And you just might submit it to Netflix, too, because there's a lot of independent films on there, too. It's a lot of documentaries. It's not as hard as people think. Things are so much easier to do now. We just have to do the work to get it done and expose it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So now tell us where you are on social media. So you are on YouTube. I know you are on Facebook. What other social media outlets are you on so we can find you?
I'm on Instagram, lourdes.m, as in Mary, .cartagena.
Okay.
And Facebook, of course, is Lourdes Marie Cartagena.
Okay. And then we can find the book on Amazon. And is there a website? Do you have a website?
My website is lourdes-cartagena.com.
Okay.
And yes, when the book is published, I'm self-publishing. The agency that I'm using will be distributing the books to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and a couple of other places.
Okay.
And I have people already emailing me for some time now, when is the book coming out, because they're anxious to read it. So I have, a couple of fans out there already waiting on the book. And just yesterday somebody asked me about it as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's good that you've been advertising it and kind of having them anxious to, for it to be, for it to launch. Because a lot of times we don't, but we should advertise our books just like they advertise movies. They advertise movies three times.
Yes.
That's good.
Absolutely.
So, well, we will definitely be looking out for your this other book that you're going to be in. I'm going to check out your book. That's on Amazon right now, though, right? The Help Me.
It's still in manuscript form. It's, I just did it. I didn't quite finish it. I'm trying to figure out how the ending is going to be. So I just want to tweak it, and then, it's right. Because I sat on it for some time. It just didn't sit right with me.
Okay.
So I published it back when I said I was going to publish it. So that's what's taken me a little bit a longer time. But, sometimes you have to sit, because people might say, well, it's ready. But, no, I have to sit and wait till I feel, okay, now is the time to put it out there. And so now this is the time that it feels right for me. So I want to finish it up, tweak it up, get it published, and out.
Okay. Well, definitely keep us posted on the link once it comes out, because I definitely want to purchase it.
Most definitely. You will see it all over social media.
Okay. And I'm going to check out the YouTube today, too, because you got me really, really interested. Because I love stories like that. The true stories are the best stories.
Yes.
And I always say a true story about someone's life and they're still alive, those are the best, too.
Yes. I mean, not every story has a success story, but, nevertheless, the point is that the person made it through, they survive, and they're a survivor. They no longer in victim mode. And it took me a long time to get out of the victim mode. So there was a lot of healing to be done, not just in relationships, but also with family, because I grew up in a home.
And with yourself.
Yes, I grew up in a house, domestic violence, since at a very, very young age. So to me, that was like the norm,
And so not until I got into this field that I learned, wow, so let me do a genealogy. Let me figure out what my parents' upbringing was like. Let me figure out what my father's upbringing was like. You know, I was already predisposed to drugs because all of my uncles were drug addicts. My father was a functioning alcoholic. So I was already predisposed. And I began to understand, you know, and a lot of women out there, I'm sure, go through the same thing. But you can't really blame your parents because they can't give you what they don't have. If they never received it, how are they going to give it to you? They don't know how to. That's and it took me a very, very long time, and I carried that weight. And to be honest with you, that weight was lifted maybe like 3 years ago.
Okay.
That I finally
but it was
set
lifted,
myself.
Though.
Yes, it was, but it took a very long time. It, you know, but the point I'm trying to get to people out there, don't always blame your parents. Take a look at their background, what they went through. They don't know no better. They can only give you what they got.
What they
had. You can't
expect
anything different.
That's right. And what they got was, again, to them, what that was their normal. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. Your story
thank
is amazing.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm here to support. So once it releases, and I'm going to go on YouTube and check out those the films that you said are on there. But once your book releases, maybe we can bring you back and just kind of update everybody. And I can't wait for the film, too. That's going to be hot. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be worth it.
It is. I know God going to make a way.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. Always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
I'll be banging on Oprah, too.
Yes. Okay. So thank you so much for coming on.
So
no problem. And we will, well, I have you on Facebook, so we'll be in contact. And I'm going to post the cover of the book on the page, too, on my pages, too.
Okay.
And I'll just put coming soon. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So you enjoy the rest of your evening. And, again, congrats to your new life. And your accomplishments and everything. Continue to celebrate that.
Thank you. I sure will.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome book. Awesome author. Author speaker. Okay. I have her name correct now. So we just spoke with Lourdes Cartagena, and she is an author, a speaker, and a life coach. She has an amazing story. Her book is not released yet, but she is advertising it coming soon, and then she's going to be featured. The name of her book is called Help Me, so look out for that. And then she'll be in an anthology with 11 other women called Victims to Victory. So where each woman tells their story, their victory story, but they were once victims. So I love stuff like this. The true stories are the best stories. So if you missed the interview, feel free to go back and listen. And she's also going to release her book as a film as well. And then The Victims to Victory is going to be a film, short film too. So she has accomplished so much coming from an abusive childhood lifestyle and being homeless. And just, I love when people don't continue to just stay in the victim role, but and complain and just feel sorry, but they take their stories and they go out and try to help other people. They go out and try to save other lives because they were able to survive. So, and every story is different. Every story is unique. So don't ever think, well, your story was so bad that it's just horrible. No, if you're still breathing, you got a story. you know, if you're still breathing and you made it out of that situation, then you can help somebody else. You can save another life. So, amazing author. Please check her out. She is on Facebook and she is on Instagram. Again, her name is Lourdes Cartagena. And I'm going to spell that. It's L-O-U-R-D-E-S. Cartagena is spelled C-A-R-T-A-G-E-N-A.com. And that's her website. So, again, please go check her out. She's on Facebook. She's on Instagram. And her book will be out on Amazon very soon. So thank you guys for joining. And I will be back tomorrow with my special guest tomorrow. And I'll chat with you soon.